Well, Jeff, a bit of a calamitous morning, really, from a Durham perspective. Not what you would have planned at all.
No, it was certainly didn't go according to plan, that's for sure. I think overnight it was about 50-50. The 3 weeks that we lost last night were, not a hammer blow, but we could have done without that. And then, we were just hoping to get through the first 40, 45 minutes, get through their opening bowlers. Batting was never going to be straightforward on the pitch. But a bit of a combination of a couple of loose shots, a little bit of misfortune, and you end up with a tail batting. And I thought Thorpe was excellent, but nobody stayed long enough with him to get up to and pass their total.
General interest of conversation in the press room during the lunch break. One or two of the lads have been looking at highlights from other games around the country. There's been a lot of low scores. It seems as if players who've spent the winter in warmer climes on harder pitches are playing shots that perhaps they shouldn't be on a slower, juicier surface in cold northeasterly England.
I don't think you can make generalisations like that. I think people play a lot in the indoor nets as well, and just getting your sort of game mind right is sometimes takes a game or two. And if the ball is swinging and seaming as it did here on the first day and a little bit this morning, then just getting that thinking is tricky and not always straightforward. Notts had a game in the last game against Worcester where both teams were out for about 130 in the first innings and then pulled it round second inning. So there is a pattern nationwide, batting generally at this time of the year when there's a bit of damp around it is very awkward.
I suppose they've proved, as you look at the scoreboard, 231 for four, that there aren't actually that many demons in that pitch if you can knuckle down and get the runs. Alex Hales has got a half century. Michael Lum with 100. Long day out there in the middle for him. His last 100 was against you 2 years ago as well. He's been a bit of a thorn in your side the last couple of years.
Yeah, Hales played well, I thought. Lum stuck at his task. He had a fair bit of fortune. He was missed on naught, a nick between the keeper and first slip. You know, if we'd have caught that, then who knows what sort of story it would be, but it wasn't to be, and we probably didn't bowl as well as we'd have liked to done. We gave them too many options to score, which they took. Hales is always a quick scorer, and he hits the ball well through the offside. We fed him a little bit there. Lum rode his luck, but then took the game from the spinners, took the initiative there. And so generally, we weren't up to scraps today, but we come back full of resolve tomorrow.
Going to take some graft, though, to pull this one around again, isn't it, now?
Yeah, they're a very efficient team. They've got some tall bowlers who exploit these conditions, and we'll need a little bit of luck. We need, if we can get one guy who gets 100 and we have a good first hour and knock their batsman out early, then it could be a good game. But as we stand at present, we've got a lot to do.